All right, and we're back, and that was Blood, Sweat, and Tears from 1969. One of the reasons that a lot of this music got classified as jazz is, but for the 5 or 6 years before this music started playing, we had a whole influx of the rock and roll scene of these bands that didn't have horn players, and a lot of people associate, be it right or wrong, groups that have horn players that play written out arrangements as kind of a jazz band, like it's like a little big band backing up the rock band when you have these horn sections. Taking a look at one of the black groups that was popular at this time, you know, we had Blood, Sweat, and Tears. We had a group called Chicago. There was a group called Kool & the Gang. And one of the things I just recently found out, which I had suspected, but I didn't know, was that the guys that started this band was a guy named Robert Bell and his brothers Ronald. They grew up in a household in northern New Jersey. Their father was a jazz musician who was good friends with Thelonious Monk, and these kids grew up in a house hearing in their home people like Thelonious Monk and John Coltrane play. They started a couple of groups. One of them was called the Jazz Addicts, and they played jazz music that had a very heavy funk overtone to it. These guys eventually started playing music that became very popular with the dance set. And we now know the band Kool & the Gang for such things as Hollywood Swingin' and Jungle Boogie. But I would like to play two cuts now from early in their career. Both of these are from before 1975. First thing, I'm going to play is Summer Madness from 1975, and then I'm going to play Jungle Boogie. This sounds like dance music. I mean, it is dance music. Both of these records were gold records, and they both made it to the very top of the Billboard hit list. But you want to listen to the way the grooves are working. I'm not playing this music saying that I think it's jazz or anything like that, but when we finally do get to some music that most people are going to agree that fits into the category of jazz rock, we're going to find out that these rhythm sections are working exactly the same as the bands that are playing this music. So this is some early Kool & the Gang. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to get to the other side of the coin, some of the rock music that had a heavy influence on this music. Thank you.
synthesizer, ladies and gentlemen.
Feel the funk, y'all. Let it flow.